Exercise 2, page 59. Speaker 1.
There are so many myths and legends about so many things, so I can't say that there isn't any truth in any of them. What really makes me laugh are these silly stories about things like the Loch Ness Monster or Bigfoot. I really don't think there are any such things. I think that it would be impossible for them to live for so long, and especially without someone seeing them and taking a picture of them.
Speaker 2.
Now, I know that there are a lot of silly legends, and I'm not the kind of person to believe whatever people say, but I really have the feeling that this is real. A lot of my neighbors say that they saw it either at sunrise or sunset when there are not a lot of people around. Of course, I didn't believe it at first and thought people were crazy until it crossed my path one evening as I arrived home from work. I imagine it comes looking for food.
Speaker 3.
I am very interested in unexplained mysteries. I read a lot of books about these things and spend quite some time trying to find an explanation for each mystery, and there often is one actually. Take, for example, stories of ships disappearing in the middle of the ocean. Well, it seems to me that things just can't disappear, and in these cases, they probably sank. Often, we can't find the answer, but we know what probably happened.
Speaker 4.
I got fed up of seeing all these documentaries about unsolved mysteries on TV, and I think they are often very silly. In fact, I can't understand why anyone believes them. Sometimes, I think that people are bored because nothing happens in their town or village, and they start imagining things to make their life more exciting. Otherwise, I think that when people think that they see something, they are often very tired and their brain isn't working very well.